Blog Talk Radio.
Your number one hit station in town.
Hey, what's up, guys? This is Jordan Pauly, and I'm hanging out with the Teddy here on LOTL The Zone.
Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And be sure, family, to get her new hit single, Therapy, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify. And for those who like to live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com. And speaking of adventurous, this very gifted singer, songwriter, entrepreneur, Lord have mercy, Ty Rose, with her new hit single, Truth Hurts. So, my Lord, yes, it does. So, on behalf of the Teddy Bear and the Zone, it is my pleasure to welcome to LOTO Radio the captivating and so talented Ty Rose. My queen, how are you doing this afternoon?
Hi there. I'm doing fabulous. Thank you so much for having me. How are you?
I'm doing wonderful. And thank you so much for taking time out of your very busy schedule and joining us. And my goodness, I'm just trying to figure out by being an entrepreneur, being an artist, and also you have your own clothing company. How did you manage to find time to get in the studio and work on a new single?
Really, it's just about discipline and, you know, setting things out, planning ahead so that way, you know, you can really knock out all of your tasks. I'm not going to say that it's definitely not easy, but it's not hard either when you know what you want in life, you know, and you set out those things, you know, in a timely fashion to be able to achieve them all. So it's difficult, but somehow I make it happen.
I've always said anything worth having is worth putting in the work to make it happen. Lord have mercy.
Exactly.
You are definitely doing that. I know since we've been hit with this pandemic, a lot of plans and things that everyone had set goals. I know I've set goals, but most of us set goals as far as some of the things that we would like to achieve for this year. What were some of the things that you had planned or some of the things and goals that you had for yourself for 2020 that were kind of put on the back burner since the pandemic hit us?
Like, I had wanted to finish my second demo album, but I had to put it on hold because a lot of studios weren't open. I had some shows that I was actually going to host with my label, and we had to put those hold. Just like a lot of shows with other venues, I couldn't travel as much, so it's definitely been, you know, setting some things back, but it also gave me some time to, like, really be able to plan as well as far as how I want to execute, like, all my future, you know, plans to be able to make things happen and take things a little bit to the next level. So it's been giving me a chance to really, you know, just clear my head, just relax and actually be able to plan things out.
Kind of sit down and kind of smell the roses, so to speak.
Yeah.
You know, one of the things that I have found out, speaking to different people, that during this time, it has given everyone an opportunity to take some more, as far as a more introspective look in their life.
Yeah.
career. And for you, what are some of the things that you've just had an opportunity, like you said, you've had an opportunity to kind of relax a little bit, but it also has given you and provided you time to really sit down and think and really come up with strategy as far as what are some of the things that you have planned for the future? Because at the end of the day, this is a business and you are a brand. How expanding or how far reaching would you like the Kairos brand to expand?
How far? Honestly, the sky's the limit. I don't really want to put a cap on anything I do, but I definitely would like to be a household name one day. You know, I definitely want to build my brand up enough so that way I can have a more, you know, global impact or a more global outreach, and not just like with my music, but actually with some things within my community. You know, like. My goal ultimately is to be like a philanthropist in all capacities. So, meaning like motivational speaking, reaching out to like, you know, disadvantaged children, having like my own youth group of just like, you know, uplifting people and just like really being immersed. So I do have some plans to grow in terms of being like having more influence. You know, to be able to actually like give and help and stuff.
Without question, you have so many different things on your plate. How do you find time to kind of balance business and also personal life? Because with the type of business that you're in and you're wearing so many different hats, how do you find time for that just kind of me time, so to speak?
Honestly, you have to weigh things in terms of priority. So I do get some me time every now and then, but when you're trying to make things happen, it really comes down to like, okay, what am I going to sacrifice in terms of time management to be able to make, you know, certain things happen? So I really just prioritize. I say, hey, you know, I have to do A, B, C, and D for the business. I have to do go to the studio. I have to record. I have to do features. I have to go here and meet with these people. I have to network and make this connection to make, you know, different things happen. As far as like even with the interview, you know, you have to set out that time to achieve your goals, to let people know about you, to make yourself be heard. So I try to find that balance, and I sacrifice the things, you know, that aren't necessary. So.
Like they said, my love, time is money, and money is time. Lord have mercy.
Yeah.
And for those who are tuning in late, shame on you. But the teddy bear does forgive you. You're being one of the super talented Kairos. Lord have mercy. New hit single, Truth Hurts. She has provided us with a slice of cheesecake in 2020. For those who are not familiar with you, how would you describe yourself as an artist? Or better yet, how would you describe your music, your brand of music?
I would definitely say my brand of music is Chameleon Funk. I'm very adaptable. Like, I really try to capture the audience that the music at that point in time that I'm writing it, whoever it's meant for, I really try to just own that personality, own those characteristics, and, like, really put that structure of art together. So my music, you know, is art. All of it represents like real life characters or real life situations or things that I have thought about or imagined but haven't really been a part of. So it's just all about creating. So yeah, I just call it Chameleon Funk because it just switches back and forth so much, and I do abstract music as well. So that's how I would describe kind of my lane.
I like that name, Chameleon Funk. Yes, Lord. All right. Yes, Lord. Chameleon Funk from Kairos. It's a beautiful thing. Family, we are streaming live via iHeartRadio and also Spotify. But if you want an Apple, you can always give a teddy bear an Apple for a teacher because we're also streaming through iHeart and also Apple Radio. Yes, we are. It's a beautiful thing. So I've seen the video. I've seen the video. Very photogenic, my queen. Oh, my pleasure, my love. The cinematography was done immensely great. I mean, it was really done great. Who initially came up with the concept for the video? Oh, my pleasure.
It was a balance between my team and the guy that actually shot it, Wesley. So he came up with I think it's called conditioning for the video. And we just got together and chose the parts that we like in the storyboard that was set out. And we just pretty much went from there. And we kind of everything was sort of impromptu once we actually got on set and saw, like, the space and, you know, in real time and got a chance to really be able to see, like, okay, you know, maybe we can add this scene in over here and, you know. So it was really just a combination, you know, of just creative minds getting together and really wanting to achieve that goal and create that tone for the actual music to fit the song.
Well, what I noticed, you're very photogenic. The camera loved you. Have you thought about expanding as far as doing some modeling? Because modeling has always played an integral part in music. Mm-hmm. Have you ever thought about doing that?
You know what? I have thought about doing modeling and, like, branching out. So I'm going to tell you something that really discouraged me one time. I went to this modeling agency when I was about, I want to say, like, 13 or 12 years old. And when I went to be, you know, present myself and do my songs, it was like, oh, you're great, you're awesome. But it's like, your teeth are horrible. And I was like, what? Like, you know, and I mean, they didn't say, like, it exactly like that, but they was basically like, come back when you have braces. So I have never, ever tried to model, like, since then. And I know, like, there's probably like, oh, you shouldn't let that get you down, but I doing hearing that, so it kind of has stuck with me. I was like, you know what, one day I'll get my teeth fixed and I'm gonna come back and I'm gonna take the modeling world by storm. But yeah, I have thought about it.
Well, you were definitely ready to make that happen. Oh, and family, be sure, see, most people are not aware of this, you have to go on Amazon, especially Apple, check out the album Universe. When you talk about Chameleon Funk, when I listen to that album and I listen to Truth, as far as listening to the new single, Truth Hurts, two completely different vibes of music.
Oh, yeah.
But the album is incredible. You did an outstanding job on Universe.
Thank you very much.
Oh, my pleasure. And tell the listeners out there a little bit about Universe. I know we want to talk about the new single, Truth Hurts, but I want to also give the audience a little tease, a little quarter, just a little another slice of cheesecake about the album Universe. Tell us yourself about that.
Oh, yeah, definitely. So you and I verse. Just coming up with the name, even, it was just my demo album and intro to the world basically saying, like, hey, this is the kind of music I'm capable of. This is how versatile I be, and this is kind of like my, you know, opener, like my sort of, you know, hey, we're, this is me. This is the you and I, like, in my verses, you know. So when I actually did the album, I wanted to make it as close to every side of my personality as possible. So I gave it a hint of upbeat rap fun, you know, because, like, I am from Detroit, so, you know, I grew up in the hood, so I'm like, look, there is that side to me, too. It may not come out every day, but I'm like, you know, I grew up in the hood, so I have that edge type of music, you know, on the album, but I also, you know, I grew up under my grandparents, so there is that soulful element on there, and I try to give, like, that blues and just that feel-good vibe. And then my parents, like, they love R&B, so I just had all these different elements growing up from different people and their vibes and the kind of music that they like. So I just really wanted to display all those different types or aspects of me through my personality, but as well through my music. So I try to capture that with you and I verse all in one.
All right, my love. Well, it definitely resonates through the music. Truth Hurts. Lord have mercy. Mike, the video says a lot, but I said, you know what? While I have you on the show, I wanted you to give the listeners out there from your own personal perspective.
Oh, yeah, I appreciate that.
the music that you create, to be more specific, Truth Hurts, have you incorporated any of your own personal journeys in your music?
Oh, yeah, all the time, and specifically as it relates to Truth Hurts. I was actually speaking on a time where I was in a relationship, but I didn't want to tell it from a deep, depressing kind of, you know, standpoint. I wanted it to be uplifting because I did get over it. I did come out of it. But it was just a time where I was with somebody who, you know, just didn't value me in the relationship. They took me for granted, and it just showed there was lack of respect. There was just lack of loyalty. There was just lack of so many things that would come natural to an individual that claims they care about somebody in a relationship. So I had to make the decision, like, hey, am I going to stay in this and take being, mentally, verbally abused, or am I going to love myself enough to break free of that and say, hey, you know, I love me, and if I love me like I say I do, I won't stay here and let somebody else hurt me who claims they love me, you know? So it's just, I wanted to deliver the positive side of letting go of something that's toxic for you, you know? I wanted to really, I know a lot of women go through that, and I know a lot of men go through that too. They'll love somebody who just doesn't treat them right, and it's like, hey, are you going to let go of these attachments and free yourself and actually find joy with being with you and caring about you, or are you going to let somebody continue to tear you down in the name of love? And it's not a good thing. So I just wanted to really display that, you know, through that song. Say, hey, look, I know it hurts, but when you let it out, you'll feel so much better, you know?
Without question. I mean, it's amazing that, it's amazing once you become aware of your own self-worth. It's amazing to know that in order to find happiness, you have to learn how to love yourself and realize that if someone is not going to treat you the way that you know that you deserve to be treated, they don't need to play any type of integral part in your life. And I think all of us at one time or another, we've all experienced that, but it makes us a better person. It gives us greater appreciation for the things that we learn. And look at you, you're shining like a diamond, looking captivating. You got some good music out, so it's a beautiful thing. So far be it from the teddy bear to deprive the listeners out there of some fantastic music. Let's get into it. The latest hit single, of course, from Kai Rose with Truth Hurts, here in the zone of LOTO.
Hey, you want to come hang out with me?
No, I'm playing.
Well, how about we just go do something real quick?
Yeah, I think I'm going to play their game for the rest of the day.
You never chill with me, though.
No, I don't. Not today.
Please?
No, I'm playing right now. So.
I'm inclined to feel all the things I go through just to keep you thrilled. Love me at your leisure, yeah, you play so chill, yet you won't help me clean up all these tears. I spilled all these tears.
Truth hurts,
you try so hard to stay and make it work. The longer you hold on, it just gets worse. So go pack up your heart, it's time to let it go. Truth hurts. Grab your umbrella. The pain feels like it's raining hell. So become a closer stranger. Heartbreak's a friend that knows me well. Truth hurts. You try so hard to stay and make it work. The longer you hold on, it just gets worse. So go pack up your heart. It's time to let it go. Truth hurts.
Yeah.
Truth Hurts from the incredibly talented Kai Rose here in his home of LOTL Radio. Now remember, family, the new single is available as we speak via iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and again, if you live just a little bit more adventurous, you can always head over to Amazon.com and be sure to stop by, support Kai on her Instagram page. That's at Instagram.com/Kai_Rose_music. And also check out that fantastic clothing line, her clothing line called Manti Kai Clothing. You can get to the website at www.mantikai.com. My queen, it is definitely an honor to have you on the show. Hopefully very soon when this pandemic is over with, you will make time for the teddy bear and come down to Houston and perform in the studio. We would love to have you here. You will definitely
awesome.
Have support.
And I would definitely love to.
Well, we would definitely love to have you. But I got to ask you one more thing before we disappear off in the chocolate sunset. If Kai could get a time machine and go back 5 years ago and you had an opportunity to talk to Kai 5 years ago, what were some of the things that you were there? What were some of the things that you would talk to her about to help her prepare for this journey?
That's a great question. If I could go back 5 years ago, I would tell today's me to not be afraid, to not let the words of others define who you are, to discover you, to be proud of you, and to be gentle with yourself. I would go back and tell myself to be nice to me and to really, really value me. I would tell myself, hey, one day you're going to be great, you're going to be fabulous, you're going to do everything that you dream of, but just pack your confidence with you. That would be what I would tell myself.
Well, you know what, my love? In those words of that great American poet, Tupac Shakur, you are appreciated and much continued success, my love. We look forward
Thank
to you coming
so
to Houston very, very soon. Keep striving. Oh, I mean, hey, she has a distribution deal. You go, girl. I'm loving that.
Thank you. And thank you to Empire for taking on the record.
Hey, they should be thanking you. You put in the work. You're out there doing what you need to do to make this happen, and I'm extremely proud of you. So whatever you need, please do not hesitate to let us know. Stay safe. Have a safe, okay? Much continued success.
Thank you. I appreciate it very much, Teddy. Thank you so much for having me on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Oh, same here, my love. The super talented Kai Rose here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Going to take a little quick tour and two. Got to pay some bills. Got to pay off to be the boss. Even when you're vibing with the teddy bear here in the zone of LOTL Radio. Lord and
I drip a curl into my water, see the sky. I Coming back to your love. I keep coming.
I want to send out a very special thank you to Kai Rose. Thank you, my queen, for joining us. And remember, family, be sure to get the new single, of course, Truth Hurts, available on iTunes, Google Play, Spotify, and also on Amazon.com. And while you're there, let your fingers walk her album, Universe. Universe. It's available. Also, two phenomenal album. She did a great job on it, so be sure you do that. And also, be sure to stop by her clothing line. She has a clothing line store online. It's called Manti K Clothing. Hopefully, I'm pronouncing it correctly. But go to www.manticlothing.com. And also, you can get it with her on Instagram. That's at Instagram.com/Kairos_music. And also to catch up with her on all various social media platforms, you can also stop by her official website at www.kairos.com. I want to thank everyone for tuning in and tuning out all the negativity and allowing me to provide some form of escapism to get you through this day. But as in all things, hey, time for the teddy bear to take his leave, get back on that chocolate spaceship and head on the other side of the Milky Way. Hey, why aren't you here, safe and sound? Let's get into it. The latest from the super talented Kayla Tiffany with Therapy, the zone of LOT.
Tell the truth, I feel the same way. Can we please get on the same page? I feel like sometimes you never see my views. Like you don't give a fuck about me, so I don't give a fuck about you. Both hearts break, it's bad news. Won't we make it through? Boy, I'm begging you, try to reason with me. You be going hard, standing for your boys, always tripping. I'm about 2 seconds from walking out. Figured may as well throw in the towel. But I know that's not what love's about. Plus I promised I would hold you down. But I swore that I never ever, ever, ever put up with that bullshit. I know better, I can't be played for no lame. I'm not for playing. You forget my name, start from scratch. That's how the game plays. Every time you start talking, I say, hey. Oh, flashback. I've been here before. We did this before. I don't wanna do it no more. I think dialogue is what we need. Oh, therapy. I'm mad at you, you're mad at me. Oh, therapy is what we need. It's a long conversation. Let's not break it apart. Rehabilitation for our aching heart. It's a nice vacation where we can lay naked for days. Damn, now we arguing all on the plane. When you start talking, boy, all I can say is yeah. Oh, flashback. I've been here before. We did this before. I don't wanna do it no more.